What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. The other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
I want to make sure I give you enough time.
Yeah. All right. That was enough.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. If this is your first time, y'all, this is a weekly podcast. We talk about, you know, it's called Let Us Tell It because it's like we gonna tell it. We are two men. We are two black men. We are two fathers. We are two brothers, two husbands, that two brothers. We already said brothers, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So if you got any questions, if you want to hear about a point of view instead of going to an unknown source, go to somebody that you know that is directly affected or that can speak on it. Like us. Let us tell it.
First segment of the
first
day.
Yeah. I was, goddamn podcasts. I'm like, hold on, what's next?
I'm about to sneeze.
We ain't gonna tell them about ads. We ain't got ads yet.
Bless you. I told you I was about to dab it out. First segment.
10-4, 10-0.
Yes. Now, one of the followers suggested this. Do I need to get her name? Should I shout her out for this?
Yeah, you can shout it out.
I should have remembered.
Shout out after you tell them. You be start looking for after you tell your story while I'm talking about my 10-4, 10-0.
10-4? Go ahead.
No, I said you go first.
Oh, I go first. Oh, okay. My 10-0 or 10-4 are.
10-4 was thumbs up. 10-0 was nah.
My 10-4 for this week are these Forever 21 jeans. Oh, yeah. I got my jeans for Forever 21? Yes. These things are so stretchy, y'all. I mean, I can,
move in them.
I can do whatever I want in these things. Run hurdles. I can jump. I can do everything. It make my knees feel better, too. Y'all told y'all I had some knee issues. But these jeans are everything. They all stretchy. You know, if they were made for women, so be it. They fit me.
Right. Hold on. That makes me think you were just walking through the women's section like, hey, you know what?
I didn't know they made for men, but I didn't know they
you
made.
You didn't know that?
No. My jeans
easy
are.
Easy stretch.
Hey, this new 10-4 for me. Forever 21 will forever have my business. I'm going to be in there every weekend. What new colors y'all got in here? These are some slim. I think they slim fit. But I have to get like two sizes up from my regular size to fit the slim because the slim, they be too tight. But with these type of jeans, it don't matter because they are so stretchy. It's amazing, man. So, yeah, it's a 10-4. Forever 21, you did your thing on this. I might go ahead and try to be a model or something for Forever 21. I love it. If I could have them, these things fit, they're amazing. Amazing. So that's my 10-4.
Wow.
What?
I wish I had known that you didn't know that. I don't think I have a pair of jeans that don't stretch.
Really?
All my jeans stretch.
I'm in there.
That's
in
what
the
I look for now.
I'm in there in the fit room like, what
you
got to
stop getting your jeans at Home Depot,
this?
Man. You going to Home Depot?
All those Dickies.
Yeah, Dickies. What's it? Duluth.
Wranglers and stuff like that.
Stuff ain't got no give to it. It got to survive nail punctures. You need some relaxing jeans, man.
I had no clue. I was in the fit room like, what is this wizard's tree? I was like, how is this happening?
Yeah.
Because when I put it on, I'm like, dang, it's kind of stretchy. Then I dropped it low. It's like, oh,
did you
snap.
Do the slow drop? The two?
Nah, I dropped it pretty fast.
My
knees can't hold my weight like that no more, so it just went straight down. But, man.
I know you didn't know, man.
I didn't know.
All my jeans, I think I got maybe one pair that don't have like a little bit of stretchiness to it. Because the way you was describing them, I said, this boy done got some denim print leggings. The way you was talking about
I was
about
feeling,
it.
My manhood was feeling tested. I was like, are these for men?
Yeah, man. Men can be comfortable.
They can be. And I accepted that because I'm what's telling y'all about
is
it.
Is it spandex? Is it's, that the material that spandex, they weave into it? Yeah.
Yeah. But spandex, I don't know what they is put in there.
Or poly, I don't know. It's one of them to make, allows it to women, stretch.
Women wear spandex.
They wear like 100% spandex. Yeah. You could do like a 30-70 blend.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. That way you can, that's you ain't walk little, around with leggings on.
Okay. All right. So you want to see my camel toe or nothing like that.
Goose got camel toe.
That thing sitting down now. 10-4 for me with these Forever 21.
So it ain't just Forever 21. A lot of people carry.
Oh, so this is okay.
No, well, this like a. It's been a thing. Bless his heart. It's been a thing for a while.
Okay, I didn't know, but now I know, and it's a 10-4.
You go on look for a girl's name. Yeah. My 10-4. I'll say the 10 no first. We looking for patio furniture at the house for the backyard, like some more stuff to put out. Mm. And Angel sent me this picture of a patio set she found. And I mean, it was nice. It was real nice. But the thing was like, it was basically $2,000. It was like a big coffee table, I think it was a love seat and a couch for outside, like the wicker stuff or whatever. And I'm like, I ain't about spending much money on no patio furniture. So me being me, I started hitting first. My first two stops was Lowe's and Home Depot. Next stop was this liquidation place. And then one place was closed. So as I'm leaving that place, I see another discount like furniture store. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me just go in here and see what they got. Almost the same exact set. I think Angel's probably was a little more comfortable. The backs was a little higher. Mm-hmm. But I got a set. It's a table, and then there's like a wraparound couch. You know, it's got like the, it's got two couches and one in the middle that links them at like a L shape. So it's like a 90. Right. It's shaped like a big L or whatever. And it's got like the little spot for your drinks on the sides of each one. It's nice. I spent $650 on that thing.
That's furniture that goes in the living room, that L shape.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, it has the same shape. Dang. The living room, den type furniture.
Yeah.
$650. So that's my tip. And I was putting it together. Angel was like, you think it's going to be sturdy enough? I'm like, putting this thing together, cranking down these like anchors and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be. So we said, I'm saying, it feels sturdy, don't it? She's like, yeah, it's actually feel nice. I'm like, yeah, don't be trying to shoot down my cheap furniture over here. And what's crazy is it ain't that many manufacturers that be making that stuff. It's all the same.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all the same people making it. Just different people buy it and put their label on it. But yeah, I went up there, and what's crazy is I went the day before, and they didn't have the table. The table hadn't got in yet. They said it's going to be in tomorrow. I'm like, dang. I was like, can I leave my name? The dude was like, no, we don't really do that. You know, it's kind of first come, first. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I went up there the next day. No, later on that day. Or was it the next day? No, I went up there the next day to see it. I didn't see it. I'm like, somebody done
gotcha.
Bought it. So then I walked a little bit further, and they had moved it. Mm. So I'm like, oh, okay. I said, the dude yesterday said that y'all would get this table in today. I said, I'm waiting to buy it. Can I go ahead? I was like, do you know when the table will be in? She was like, I don't know. Usually that stuff comes in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. She's like, but if you want to, you can leave your number and I can just call you. I was like, I can just call you when it's delivered, whatever. So there was like, we got the table for this coming and we have another set and a box is coming. I'm like, all right. So she calls and I think we were recording when she called or whatever. So I went up there like as soon as I was done and ready to get it. Mm-hmm. The piece that was setting out was already gone. They just unloaded the table off the truck.
Oh.
But I ended up getting the set that was still in the box, so I had to put it together.
Okay.
But I'm like, it went that quick. I'd have been mad if they was both gone.
Oh, yeah. I gave you my number and everything.
Yeah, so it was my 10-4, man. Go to discount places when you're looking for backyard furniture and stuff. Don't be afraid to spend less money. Y'all, it ain't always what you pay for.
Yeah.
You don't get what you pay
Angels
for.
Angels was what? You said
2000? 2000.
And you got
it was like 1900
something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the money difference that we saved and put it toward the Mustang. No. Put it toward the old school.
Hey, you got to make it work.
Yeah. Like, you remember I saved this money over here. I'm going to go spend it on, you know.
It's gone now. Yeah, it's gone.
It's going toward the supercharger I'm putting on my Mustang.
That's
don't even
cool
worry about it.
$1,300.
Yeah.
Man, I cannot find the young lady's name because I thought I took a picture, a screenshot of the comment. but I will eventually find it.
All right. But let us know if you were the one that came. But is she the one that came up with 10-4-10 now?
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying? Uh-huh. All right. So we're going to look for your name again. We appreciate it. And I've been looking through, I was scanning through comments. Somebody else brought up, had a question. I definitely want to tackle that, but I think we're going to have I want a sex expert on. Maybe we can get somebody.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we edit that out because y'all need to know just in case we can't get her.
What happened to this?
Yeah. Y'all said y'all was going to do that, old lame. Anyway, today's topic, y'all, we're going to go on and jump into it. Today's topic is, hold on. Look, before we even get started on this topic, when we talking, y'all need to understand the message and not the words. Because we was on here talking about vasectomies and tiny tubes and whatever else they call. We know we don't know what we talking about when we talking about the different terms and stuff when it come to women. That ain't letting us tell it. We talking about vasectomies. We telling that part. I knew I was, we knew we was over our heads. We don't need y'all correcting nothing. Nah, but we do appreciate y'all. Somebody like, y'all should do some research. Man, shut up.
IUD.
You need to do no IUD and IUTI.
Yeah.
What's the bomb that be left on the side of the road? Ain't that called an IUD?
I think so. I think.
That's when I hear IUD, that's what I think of.
I think it's IUD. I don't know.
Yeah, because I said UTI strong. It's like, it was a UTI. Yeah. is it called IUD?
We about to find out. Because they're going to be like, nope, it's not IUD.
I was laughing so hard at everybody frustrated because we was getting the terms wrong.
You said it right. IED.
IED.
That's a bomb.
That's the bomb.
Yeah.
IUD. Is birth control, a form of birth control.
Yes, yes.
And UTI is urinary tract, which I already knew. It just, that one is always at the front part because that's what you hear more about.
Yeah. And we said it with such confidence, we didn't correct each other.
No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
It sound good.
I thought I said this.
UTIs and stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, listen to the message and not the words, damn it. what are we talking about?
IUD, okay, IUD.
I don't need none of it now. It don't even matter at this point because we done having kids.
Did we want to mention getting stuff off our chest?
Do you want to? What time is it? We got time.
Okay.
That was part of getting there. All right, this might be another segment. Getting it off my chest. That's part of it. Listen to the message now. So one thing that's like on the forefront and like Greg actually brought it up to do it for a topic. I don't know if we could carry a full episode because that's a lot of research that I honestly don't feel like doing to speak correctly on. Mm. But this whole, the abortion thing in this country right now. To me, that is like a vast majority of the people know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. You shouldn't be, nobody should be able to tell somebody what they can do to their body. Yep. Apparently, that's very apparent. People can do what they want to with their bodies, except for when it comes to apparently women having babies. Everybody, yep. they claim they pro-life, but if everybody's so goddamn, if this country's so pro-life, why ain't they trying to protect the lives of everybody?
True.
They don't care nothing about black people getting shot up.
That's true.
Ain't nothing pro-life about that. It's disgusting. You got a room full of, I don't know how many people just voted on that? Like probably like 100, 150 men.
I have no idea.
Like that's who passed them. They're like, it'd be like the votes of like all men. Even, it probably wasn't a single woman in the goddamn voting pool.
Yeah. Why is this even a concern?
Out of everything that need to be changed in this country, it's like, you know what? Maybe we should restrict women on what they can do with themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a lot to be said about the situation, but it's short and simple. It's my body. I get to do what I want to do with my body. Period. And I mean, that's it. You can't really. That's it. If anybody wants to do anything to their body, they can, especially if it's not harming anybody else.
Right. Right.
Hey, that's yeah, you can do what you want.
But I think one of the bad part about the whole thing is they're looking at it as, oh, well, it is harming somebody because you're taking a life. I'm like, y'all worried about lives that are questionable, whether it's actual feeling, nerves, thought, brain activity versus people walking the land, trying to do good, fathers, all of this, mothers.
We gonna keep it right, because we can go.
Thing is, it ain't gonna be an episode of, it'll just be us pissed off talking about the subject.
It would be, yeah. And then,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to be ready for that one. Yeah. And the comments that will come with it.
Nah, we're gonna disable the comments.
We should.
We wouldn't, because, I mean, like I said, I honestly think I don't see anybody other than people that are doing it strictly for political gain, or people that will agree with anything that their quote unquote political party puts into action. I don't see anybody agreeing with this. Like, I've worked with guys that are of certain religions that would be like, no, it's not right, you shouldn't be able to. I'm like, and it's, again, dudes, always men.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, but who are you to say?
Yeah.
Who are you to say that, oh, we need to police what people do to themselves?
Yeah. There's something going around with this dude having like 38 kids or something like that. So what if the government made a law?
Oh, you talking about that doctor?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say well over 30.
Well, that doctor, you talking about him?
Yeah, oh boy.
Oh my goodness.
I got a $500 fine.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Logic and law usually don't go hand in hand.
Tank is talking about this show on Netflix.
We ain't gonna get into that.
Okay. Look at Our Father on Netflix.
Our Father, yeah.
Look at that, and that's crazy. But I'm talking about this guy, just regular dude out here working. He got 38 kids. I think like 16 baby mamas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would look at it flipped, why wouldn't the government say, okay, guys, after you have 4 children, you have to get snipped?
Yeah.
Like,
I did see, did you see me that? Somebody, I saw a video, or maybe it was an article, it was saying a guy can impregnate one woman every so many days.
No, I didn't see that.
A different woman every so many days for every so many months, which equals however many thousands of babies. However, a woman can only have a baby once every 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like,
who needs the birth control?
Yeah. Like, you can have one dude that produced 38,
mm-hmm.
or the doctor that, if you watch Our Father, that produced however many. Illegal. That's what I'm saying. Law and
dirty.
Logic. Law and logic don't be going hand in hand.
It be dirty.
But it's just like, so who truly needs to be tracking the birth control, and who needs to be, who they need to be putting these laws on?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and move to the topic.
All right, family. If you watching, you can already see that we have made a transition from us being in the studio together to us being now on a Zoom. We critiqued ourselves. We didn't like the second half of that episode, and we had to hurry up and get something up. So if you're listening, I don't know if you'd be able to tell the difference, but if you're watching, yes, we have transitioned and materialized into our homes.
We have.
So today's topic, we're going to be talking about, I just thought it was hilarious. We both did. Times we have been rejected and petty ways we got back at the person that rejected us.
first,
a lot of people, I don't know, maybe a lot of ladies out there, men are used to getting rejected.
Oh,
I think a lot more than women.
Terribly.
I will say a lot more than women in the dating stages, I would think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dudes will go out, they'll shoot their shot 48 times in one night. And maybe one or two a lane. And they just
shot
used to.
Everywhere though, the grocery store,
the bank, hospital,
kid baseball game.
I remember back in the day, one of my boys' homegirls was having a baby. This baby mama they was dating, they was real serious. I was in there hollering at the nurse. She in labor. Like, Hey, what's your name? Hey, real nice. So it's what you do for a living, huh?
After you cut this umbilical cord, what's up?
What's going on? Rejected. Yes. She's like, man, boy, get out of my face. Women, I can't speak on it, but I'm pretty sure they do more rejecting than they do shooting they shot, I would think. Some may agree with me, some may disagree. But
few and far between those women that are aggressive and comfortable with shooting their shot. You know what I'm saying? There's only a handful that'll say, no, I went and got him. One of them is Sabrina with Tony. She was like, I shot my shot. And I'm like, I was like, oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm talking about people that ain't got, you know, millions of followers. I'm talking about regular dudes. I'm talking about old girl ain't seen. I'm talking, ain't nobody, you know, you ain't seen this fool for the first time. I don't know who he is.
Nobody shooting the shot.
Ain't nobody shooting. Now, I do not. Now, Goose be from Decatur. Goose from Decatur. I'm from Kentucky. Both southern places. Southern women are aggressive. Yeah. More so than you know, other places I've visited and been. So I'm used to my homegirls or even girls, you know, stepping to me. Hey, what's up, legs? That's what they used to call me when I was in high school, especially when I ran track and we had to wear them little bitty shorts. What's up, legs? Heard it all the time. That's how I knew that was equivalent to yo, hey friend. I hear a girl say, what's up, legs? Hey, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Yeah. All right, now what I'm saying.
Yeah, then I was too self-conscious. I was too skinny. She tried to talk to me. I'm scared. Now I was middle school. That wasn't high school, but high school, I was just a flirt. But
but when the crazy thing, though, when women do shoot their shot, it almost like it stuns the man, and he's just like,
oh, yeah.
You
don't
know what to say or do.
When you said that, at all?
Oh, okay. I'd be like, hey,
like, wait, what's happening? Something's
it's
a glitch in the matrix. Something's wrong.
but that's
the thing. It's like, you know, you see it like on sitcoms and stuff all the time. You know, when the wife comes home, it's like, oh yeah, this guy tried to hit on me. It's like, oh, okay. But the dude come home, it's a celebration. Hey, you know, hey, girl was showing me some attention. I was up in the groceries. I was sitting at the light and she waved at me. I was like, hey, that don't be happening to us. You know, it's like at I need to do it too. That TikTok was going around. It's like what my wife thinks happens when I leave the house. And it's like this crowd cheer and stuff. I'm definitely about to put my own spin on that one. But
I get all the time when we go to the restaurant, and if the waitress does just a little bit too much, why is she looking at you like that,
man?
Why is she saying like, I don't even know what you're talking about. First of all, you just ordered me an iced tea,
right? You probably have the same issue I have. Is my wife thinks everybody wants me. Period. I don't care. We've walked into restaurants, the hostess up front. Oh, good evening. How are you guys? You guys have a reservation? Oh, yeah, right this way. She's smiling all up in your face. That's a woman's job. What's she supposed to do? What is she supposed to do? Hey, what you want? Like, what she's supposed to do? Yeah. Like, she's supposed to smile and be cordial and
they be wanting the woman to look at the woman and not address you.
It's like, excuse me, sir. Ma'am, would you like to have a seat? Sir, I'm talking to her. What is she supposed to do? But get that out of the time.
Party of one, or are you with this mammoth here? Huh?
This hairy excuse for a human, are you with him? What she's supposed to do?
Satisfied with that.
Yeah. So I look at her crazy too. It's like, dude, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll say something like, was old girl kind of standoffish? Nah, she probably just like you. If that was the case, why she being stand out? Like, Nah, so like you got any stories of like middle school, high school, college, whatever it was, where times you got rejected and you finally got your, like, were you petty enough to have your revenge on that rejection?
I've had, in elementary school, your boy was a chubby something. You did. I had man boobs, everything.
In elementary school?
Elementary school, your boy was big. I was the one in the pool with the shirt on.
Yes. You played baseball, yeah. You played T-ball, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the chubby kids played T-ball.
I don't say no names, but there was a girl that I liked in my neighborhood.
And now, elementary school, you can say names. I would say high school. All right, don't say a name here. Don't worry about it.
For me,
if I remember some names, I'm saying
these people went from, it was like elementary school and went up to high school. We stayed in the same, whatever.
Yeah.
But literally, we was at the community pool, and it was the time I felt comfortable. I was like, I'm going to take my shirt off. And I took my shirt off and, you know, approached her, trying to play with her, you know, not saying, obviously, I'm not going to go, hey, I want to take you out. But it was more of a, every time she stepped in the pool, I'm going to get in the pool. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make sure I'm around.
Elementary school stuff.
Man, we got out the pool to play spades.
Hold up, elementary school?
Yeah. Y'all didn't play spades?
First of all.
Well, put it like this. I'm sorry. When I was community pool, so I got an older brother. So
okay.
He's 2 years older than me, and then the older guys were like 2 years older than him. So
you was elementary school. You was elementary school age.
Yeah, I was elementary.
Oh, I thought you age. Thought you was like in elementary school. Like, yeah, so during recess, we was busting out the card table, playing spades and dominoes. No.
This is in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Nah, this is the neighborhood. The older kids, they playing spades. I know how to play spades. I'm on the table, blase, blase. That's when I took my shirt off, and it was just all rolled up.
The thing said, wow.
And me thinking I'm being cool with the old, like, let me get on over here, play spades with these big boys. She literally came and was like, what's all this? And man, I just shrunk.
Dirty hell. Oh, she
and
dirty.
All the old heads, oh, the little boy got a little titty, this, that.
That's dead wrong.
They cracking the oak, and then your boy had braces.
It's a perfect storm, right?
Man, it brewed up, tornado cut, just knocked everything out. So that was around fifth to sixth grade. And then your boy just started doing push-ups. Got them concrete weights,
yeah,
in the garage.
Yeah, them dumbbells. Yeah, them old school dumbbells.
Yeah,
The
concrete always shedding and
yeah,
they don't weigh the same weight no more.
Ain't no telling how much it weighs.
Nah, I start getting a little swole, lost my baby fat. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was 13, it was still baby fat.
The glow up.
Yeah. Oh, man. The braces came off. Everything was legit. This was 3 years later, though, because it was ninth grade. Yeah, ninth grade. And I was good in baseball and wrestling or whatever. So ninth grade, they got the intercom every morning. Greg Goosby, first place wrestling match. Congratulations, Greg Goosby, blah, 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 blah. Man, from fifth grade to ninth grade, I held this grudge on this girl. And she tried to come holler at me. And I was like, come to my baseball game, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Now
you
can't the power's in your hand, man.
Come to my baseball game. But I had me a girlfriend, and my girlfriend was at the baseball game. So she comes to the baseball. After the baseball game, I see her. She sees me and my girlfriend in the stands. So obviously, my girlfriend comes down, and I'm hugging my girlfriend, looking at her like, yeah. It was like...
You got? Did you look back at her? Hold up, do it, good.
Obviously, I don't know if it went down like that. She might not even seen it exactly like how I think I saw it, but I know she was there after the game. I know, obviously, she came to the game to see me.
Yeah.
I told her to. But I had to make sure she saw me with my new thing.
Hold on. That's hilarious. You let that simmer for
all that.
You let that simmer for four or five years.
If it wasn't for her, though, see that?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have done that.
You should have thanked her.
Yeah, I should have thanked.
Took your shirt off. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But man, that rejection, that damn near prepared me for everything. How embarrassed I was. I don't know.
That's a messed up. I know it was kids and everything, but guys, that's messed up. I have to admit.
But I don't know if people don't understand. Some people don't understand. But y'all know how we are in the Black community when it comes to joning, like making fun of folks.
Oh, that's.
And man, them
we
boys,
call it riding. We used to call it riding.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Like he riding you. It's like
get off of him.
Yeah.
She started a whole thing at that pool that day, and they got in on your boy.
Dang.
I wouldn't miss. This is young. I'm young now, so I don't have all the calluses on my heart as I have right now. So
that'd be sticking with you.
It's strong, man. It's strong bad, but I don't know. You know, I'm telling this story. I don't know if she even saw me with my girl or not. She probably was like,
in your mind, you
probably found the boyfriend at the game. Like,
he like, what you doing here? I mean, I don't even remember, but what's your name?
So in my eyes, she saw me with my girl, and I was like, yeah. And I got some redemption on that end.
Oh yeah, yours was less reject. Mine was direct. So this was because on the thing of, you know, the whole getting talked about and all that happened to me my whole childhood. I'm like one of the youngest in my family, like as far as cousins, all my cousins are older. Mm-hmm. Everybody, because my mom is the youngest in her family. It's like 11 of them, and my mom is the youngest of 11. So most of my first cousins are my mom's age. So my second cousins and stuff, you know, are like my older brother and my older sister's age. And it's like one or two of us is like around my, two or three of us is around my age. So I always grew up, I was always smaller, younger than everybody. So they was always picking on me, talking about me and all that stuff. I just grew up, my teeth was all big, hanging out my mouth. They used to talk to me. I told you about that. You used to call me Bucky O. It was my sister mainly.
Yeah.
Worst out of everybody, my sister.
Girl be cutting. Bro.
Oh my gosh, she used to cut so deep. And everybody like, why are you so hard on your sister? Because we be just going in on each other. But no, mine, I got a story. And this was high school. I was either sophomore. No, I think I was a junior. And this girl was a senior. Pretty girl. Oh, she was so pretty, right? I ain't gonna say no names. And I kind of like slightly shot my shot, but she was older. She was a senior. Mm. But she could tell that I liked her. So she always played it to her advantage. She would never call me out in public. She would always call me out to me. Like I went to, we was at this, I don't know, it was assembly or something or play. I don't know what we was going to see. And I went to sit down And I put my stuff down, and then and I was about to move, but I saw she put her stuff right beside mine. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna keep my stuff there. So then we sat, you know, next to each other during the show. I'm like, all right, make a little leeway. So I'm sitting there talking to her. She was like, I sat here because I thought you was about to move, and you saw me sitting here. She just straight up just said it to me. I was like, okay, eh? Like, yeah, that's what I did, you know? I didn't hide the fact that I liked her, right?
Yeah.
Never did give me any type of play at all. Like, she just like, oh, whatever. You just throw me along as like, oh, it's my little goofy friend. I ain't really into him like it. Lo and behold, that was high school. So this was probably 2-3 years out of high school. I hadn't seen her at all. Mm-hmm. I was in the mall one day. This is after I picked up just a little bit of weight, you know, because I was a string bean. I picked up a little bit of weight. Facial hair kept coming in real nice. You know, your boy was doing all right for himself. Yeah. And I seen her in the mall. And I heard Tank. So I'm like looking. I'm like, oh, what's up? Quite naturally, you know, a lot of people pick up weight after high school. She had picked up some weight. She didn't have the same shape as she used to.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, wasn't nearly as pretty as she was.
Yeah.
But I ain't throwing no shade. She was still a pretty girl. So I'm like, oh, what's up? You know, walk up, hug or whatever. We just sitting there talking. So, yeah, you know, just catching up. What you doing? Doing this, doing that. You know, at that time I was, by that time I was already an electrician, or was I still going to school? No, I was already an electrician. You know, had my own place and everything. So she's like, oh, you know, here, let me give you my number. You know, it was like, and I had her number back in high school. As one of the other things, she never answered my phone call. Just anytime we was in person, she would talk to me. So she was like, oh, you know, let me give you my number. And I was like, dang. I said, when's the last time we seen each other? She's like, oh, it's been years. I was like, you remember back in high school?
No.
I used to.
I said, no, that ain't the last time we seen
each other. I said, you remember back in high school? I used to flirt with you all the time. She's like, yeah, I remember you had a little crush on me. No, she didn't even say that. She said, I said, you remember back in high school how I used to flirt with you all the time? She was like, you never flirted with me. I was like, you don't remember all those times I tried to holler at you, try to flirt with you and all this. She was like, oh, I don't remember that. And I was like, I don't remember you. And I walked out.
There you go.
I feel so good. Because it was like she wouldn't like call me out like you got called. She would embarrass me to me.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you just going to do that in my face, huh? You just going to do that in my face.
Women be having that selective memory when it comes.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, girl, that went on for 2-3 years. How you not remember that?
Like, deuces. I'm going to holler at you. Oh, yeah. Man. I got one. This is when your boy was an adult, like 20, 21. Young lady came. We was at a party at my friend's house, and we went to, we had to go get some ice from the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Riding with her. Well, she said she'd drive, right? Randomly said she'd drive, and I'm like, oh, dang, that's the bad one. I'm going to get at her.
Yeah.
We go to the gas station. She pulls up to the gas pump, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Get out, get the ice, come back. And she was like, oh, I need some gas too. And I was like, okay, you know, we'll go get some gas. You know what I'm saying? I just met you, whatever. So she goes in the store, comes back out. She paid for the gas. I still pumped the gas. We get back to the house, whole night goes on, whatever. I'm trying to holler at her. She goes, tells her friends, oh, this thing is broke as hell. He ain't even put no gas in my car. All this, that, and other, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell is going on? But she bad. And I wanted
it. Yeah, she used to be like, hey, let me put some gas in your car.
I think, obviously, I need some gas, and I was just going to do whatever. So, but she didn't know that I was living on my own. I had a nice little spot downtown Atlanta, and long story short. But anyway, after that party, a few weeks later, I'm the maintenance man downtown Atlanta, and I move in new residents all the time, but I also live in the building, right?
Yeah.
Moving people in, and this new girl, she moves in, and I start talking to her. We kicking it. And one of her best friends is this girl.
Yeah.
So one night she comes over. One night I go over. I just go upstairs. She live above me. And the girl comes over, and I open the door, and we lock. It was like, oh, what's happening?
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah.
It was like, what's up? Uh-huh. Yeah, broke boy, huh? Yeah, come on in.
Yeah. What you doing with your...
I don't know if that's a pity. I ain't try to get back, but she rejected me because I didn't want to put gas in her car for the first
time. That was enough to get back for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Man,
that's when gas was like $2. No, actually, not $1 and some change, but I had to, hey, what's happening? Okay. Oh, when I looked through the peephole, it was like,
that's when you had your hair, you brushed your hair real quick, and you showed this helper what's up.
I was shirtless though. I was shirtless that time. So I was like, hold it tight. Hey, friend, what's up? Holding it tight. You know, you talk, trying to hold your stomach in. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I know she was like, what the? She couldn't talk bad about me to her own girl.
Right.
Me and her was just in there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's like, where you living that little broke girl? That's where I live. Upstairs.
It was a downtown loft. That's when
the concrete
floors and the exposed pipes were. Like, ooh, this is nice.
Right. That's still a thing. I don't know. I don't get it, but that's still a thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. But there were plenty in between that time that rejected me. That I never got to get back at, but it's so many you lose count because you try to holler at so many women. Really, just hey, how you doing? Everything, and they just keep walking. Like, dang,
yeah, most of them never stuck with me, unless it was like a long, like, girl, I've been trying to holler at you for this long, really, and right now, usually,
yeah.
Now, I had one. Actually, this wasn't even rejection. This is when I was in college. And it was this, I can't even remember. I seen this young lady and I know her face. And I'm like, I'm looking at her. I'm like, I don't know how, I can't remember how I know her. But I'm like, I definitely know her. I think it's when I first started going to that school. So, you know, I'm just looking for any familiar face. I remember seeing my cousin and that was it. I'm like, I don't see nobody up in here I know. So I seen her. And we walk, and I see her like off in the distance. We kind of lock eyes, but then she like, you know, she's off doing something. So then a day or two later, I see her again. And I'm like, hey, I said, told her who I was. And I was like, I think you are, I said, so-and-so's cousin or something. I was like, I know your face. I just can't remember how I know you. She was like, whatever. Don't, she said, that's so corny. Don't do that. You just trying to holler and I was like, no, I'm dead serious. She was like, oh, whatever. And she walks off. I'm like, oh, I caught her more than that. I was like, oh, trifling heifer. So I ain't really care, right? Seen a couple more times. I act like she didn't even exist. I just went on about my business. She, same with me. She act like I didn't exist. Just go on. I say probably about 3-4 months later, I see her with the person I thought I remember her from. And the person that we both know sees me. It's like, what's up, Mark? So we run up and hug each other. And I was like, looking at the person I know, talking about this one. I said, this chick right here tried to shade me because I was trying to remember. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, ha, shut up. And I kept talking to the person I knew. And I was like, anyway, man, it's good to see. Because I, for real, I was not trying to holler. I was just like, hold on.
Yeah.
I know you. Like, not just like met once or twice. It's like, no, like we're like our families know each other. I can't remember how I know you or whatever, but it feels so good. I was like, hey, shut up. She's like, oh, don't be like that, man. Shut up. Get out of my face.
Oh, man.
Let me walk on.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm just, I can be a petty person like that. Sometimes things can stick with me. And I'm like, I ain't going to say nothing now. But the one who laughs best, don't get me, hey, don't come at me. I know it ain't right. All right. I know y'all going to be in the comments like, take you ignorant. The saying goes, one who laughs last. Yeah, laughs. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know it either, but I ain't gonna try to say it.
Uh-oh.
Said, one that laughs in first place.
God dang it. What just happened? There we go. Did you disappear?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. The screen went away. It's back.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But I can speak for me. Being rejected is like washing my butt.
You go. It's going to happen naturally.
You are going to be rejected.
Yeah.
Some girls are are like mean with it, and that's their purpose, is to be mean with it, to put you in your place, even if you ain't even got a place to be put in. They're gonna make you feel terrible. But
I think I could be wrong. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, but I think that's what men need. Cause I mean, by nature, I believe we're just like, we're hunters and gatherers, and we're like, men are always thinking women. So you're gonna naturally go shoot your shot with a lot of women, and you need to know how to handle that. And being rejected so much, now I'm comfortable. Kim Kardashian could be in front of me. Hey, how you doing? And I'm not nervous because thousands of women have looked at me like that. Like,
yeah.
Who's you? You know.
He's saying that as a hypothetical. Goose is married now, so it ain't.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
No. But I think then, you know, what's crazy is like, I've been talking to like my single homegirls. I think it's been a switch. I think then, especially when we was dating and stuff, women were so used to getting hollered at. It's like, it gets annoying after a while. It's like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And you now it.
Do anything.
Yeah. So it's just like, you might just be the nice dude. Just, hey, you know, not nice outfit. All right, well, whatever. It's like the last 10 that said that was like, hey, what that mouth do though? You know, something ignorant. But now it seems like it's been like a switch. It's like now it's like, it's the women looking for like, hey, I need, where the good dudes at? I'm just trying to get somebody that ain't about the foolishness, that's ready to be serious. And I think it's been a switch. So now it's like, I know more of my homegirls that are now starting to shoot their shot at dudes. It's like, please don't let this be another ignorant one.
Like you said, there's been a switch. I think women are more comfortable now with themselves to say, okay, it doesn't matter if I'm shooting my shot to 5 different dudes. I'm trying to find the right one. Because, you know, back then, if you trying to holler at 2 guys as a woman, they call you a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just because a woman is hollering at 5 different dudes doesn't mean she's in the bed with 5 different dudes. She could have one of them. I ain't never get back with her, but I was the taxi for her. It happened probably about 3 to 4 times before I realized, man, she just using me for my car.
You dropping her off at 2:30 a.m. Like, all right, man.
You get picked up from work. Oh, you need to go over here. You need to get something to eat right fast. And I'm just like, happy go lucky. Like, I'm gonna get it soon enough. But I, like, you know what?
That was your role in her life at that time. It's like, I got my ride. I got my lunch money. I got my.
I was one of them guys.
She had another dude. It's like, oh, you need something to eat? All right, I'll separate you some money over.
Oh, yeah. So, now women are comfortable. Yeah. Hey, I'm looking for the right one. So many come holler at me. Let me see. Let me sift through them and yeah. see what's happening.
I always, all my homegirls, all my little cousins, even older cousins, I always told them the same thing as far as, you know, the women in my family and friend group. Use these dudes for whatever they're worth. Like back then, I would like, hey, oh yeah, he wants to take me to the movies. You ain't got to pay. Oh, he wants to take me out to eat. That's a free meal. Hand of yours. He over here, he gay, he bought me that. Wear it. It's like, hey, if they willing to spend their money and all that stuff, use them. I said, because it's that same dude or however many dudes is willing to do the same thing to other women. I said, get what you can out of it. Even if you ain't serious about it, don't string them along if you don't have to or don't want to or probably shouldn't. But at the same time, if he's willing to put in the work, even if you don't want the work, and made it clear, if he's willing to still do it, use it.
That's the thing. Women shouldn't string men along. The girl I was driving around, she didn't string me along. She was literally, hey, I need to go here. We could probably go get lunch afterwards. And I'm like, cool. Hey, we do this, we do that. I'm like, cool.
Yeah. And then
it was like, hold up.
That's probably one of my homegirls.
I was like, ah, you clever little catch, you. Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, that's advice I always gave when, especially college or, you know, just dating ages. It's like, that's one thing I always said. It's like, if he's willing to put in the time, let him.
Yeah. Most men, I think it's easy. Well, yeah, I think it's easy for a man to be taken advantage of. But guys, you have to let that roll off your back and then keep it pushing. Don't let it get to you. Just like I said, you got me. Okay, you got me. And go to the next.
Now, I think because it's
a game, man. Just.
Yeah, especially at that age. But I think the thing is like women, they put their hearts into things a lot quicker than men will. And, you know, when I was coming up and dating, that was the biggest thing. It's like, you know, I would always try to keep my homegirls from trying to get serious before he did. Trying to get more serious before he did, because they would start, you know, I ain't heard from him in 2 days. I called and left messages. Then he ain't serious. When he does call and ready to wind it down, you let him. Yeah. I said, if he ain't called to talk to you in 2-3 days, he's been talking to one or two other people at least. And he's been putting in his time with them. So in the meantime, you enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? But that was at age, you know, that was like, you know, early 20s, early, you know, the 20s, 20s and 30s. That was that age of, you know, dating and all that. I'm like, man, if there's any inkling that he ain't taking you serious and he's not taking you serious, enjoy yourself. I actually just told that to I actually just told that. She's something like a niece. I just told her that. She was like, oh, well, you know, there's a lot been going on and he's not, you know, she has stuff going on with work and all this. And, you know, he's just not willing to understand. And I told her, then realize that there's a whole lot of men that are willing to understand. I don't care how long y'all been together. Oh, okay, you hear me now? There it is. Yeah. Am I back? Yeah.
Yep.
I just told her, I said, you know, you need to realize, and he need to realize, there's a whole lot of men out there that are willing to understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care how long y'all been together. If he's losing touch, like, especially at this age, they like early 20s. I'm like, nah. Ain't nobody you gonna meet in this age, in this age range, that's gonna be worth stressing over. Trust me. I said, you way too young for this.
That's true.
You way too young. Yeah. That's one thing. One thing I never did with girls was argue in the day. I'm like, oh, we argue? No, we don't. I don't argue.
Yeah.
This ain't worth it.
Man.
Only chick I ever argued.
There was one girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can believe that. Yeah, I can do that. There was one girl that really set me on the path of oh, okay, they're gonna do what they wanna do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't control what the young lady does. So once that happened, that was high school, college, and in my 20s, that little bubble right there happened to me one time. A girl just deceived me, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, okay. And from there, I was able to navigate this whole relationship, women, boyfriend, girlfriend world, because you can't control anybody. You know what I'm saying? So once I experienced that type of rejection of literally somebody wanting somebody else other than me.
I'm going to let it clear up. Man, let's go ahead and end this before I start acting silly.
All right, cool.
Because I ain't great food with it. But hey, fam, glad y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed this. Talking about rejection and dating and all that jazz. I don't know what we're going to name it, but hopefully y'all entertained by it. Once again, I'm Marcus Tanksley. You can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus on the Book. Also, my beard and body butter, man shit. You can find that at M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. And you can catch this podcast on all podcast platforms. Check it out. Goose, let them know.
You can catch me on IG, G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y, and at on YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can buy my merch at underrepped.com. And fellas, we've been rejected. We know your pain.
Hold up. It's underrepped merch. It's underreptmerch.com, right?
Underreptmerch.com.
God dang it. I hate doing Zooms. Greg, you frozen? All right, you back. He was. but now, fam, we're going to go on and get up out of here. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. Y'all have a good one. Come back next time.
The best thing that's happened to me is brunch, having brunch, or the event called brunch.
Wait, you gotta elaborate. I thought it was gonna be like, best thing happened to me is my wife. No. She stared at me. Best thing to happen to me, brunch.
Brunch.
Having pancakes at 12:30.
Yep.
Hey.
Ain't nobody fighting.
Eggs Benedict.
Ain't no, I love Ed with the bagels and the cream cheese. Hey, ain't nobody fighting. Ain't nobody shooting. Everybody's having a good time getting tipsy during the day.
Mimosas.
Mimosas. I will hang with any of my partners during them times.